This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Do you ever worry if you have too much money when you retire? Well, the government does. Those using IRA distributions may face a tax penalty on money they've saved. Byron Moore explains the government's RMD and how you can protect your savings on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Welcome to age 70. Believe me, you don't look a day over 69. Now, if you're not quite to age 70, don't worry, it's coming sooner than you think. What happens at age 70, or age 70 and a half to be precise? Well, that's the age that Uncle Sam says that you must begin taking a required minimum distribution called an RMD each year out of your IRA. And if you don't do it, you're going to owe a 50% penalty on every dime you fail to withdraw on time, plus taxes due. I'm not kidding. They are serious about this stuff. Obviously, the most popular thing to do with the money that you get from any source is to spend it. But what if you're one of these folks that just doesn't need or want to spend it? What are your other options? Let's consider a few. Number one, you could save it. Here you take your RMD to the bank or credit union or savings and loan or other depository institution, and you warehouse the money for later. I would suggest that you keep an amount equal to about 6 months to a year's worth of spending in such a depository institution. The second thing you could do is to protect it. Have you got long-term care insurance? Well, if not, you might consider using your required minimum distributions to purchase long-term care insurance. A nursing home can cost $5,000 or more per month, depending on the level of care required. This can drain your assets pretty quickly if they're not protected. The third thing you might consider doing with your RMD is to invest it. Once you've got your savings and your protection basis covered, you might consider opening a non-IRA investment account. You could simply take your annual RMDs and deposit them into your non-IRA investment account. Now, don't do this with money that you're planning to spend anytime soon. This is money that you're hoping will grow over the long term, but you've also got to recognize that it's got market risk involved. Well, the fourth thing that you might consider doing is giving it. You know you can't take it with you, and most of us are not aiming to die broke. So we know we'll likely leave some money behind, maybe a lot of money behind. Perhaps you're the kind of person who would enjoy seeing the good done now with the money otherwise left behind. Roman parents used to give their inheritance to their children before they died so that they could train them how to manage and use their newfound resources. That is not such a bad idea. Well, the fifth thing you might consider doing is to multiply it. If you think that you're going to leave a significant amount in your IRA to your heirs, you might consider taking the RMDs and buying life insurance on yourself. If you are a reasonably healthy 70-year-old, the premium ought to be more than enough to buy insurance to cover any taxes that your heirs would have to pay on the IRA at your death. It might even buy substantially more. You put money away for retirement, assuming that you would use it one day. And if you're not spending it, make a wise choice now about how to use your own required minimum distributions to maximize the impact of your IRA. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.